FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The eThekwini Ratepayers and Residents Association says it will voice its unhappiness over adjustments to the city's new tabled tariffs. On Friday, Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda announced the reductions following objections by over 12,000 residents. Water has come down to 12.9% from 14.9%, while electricity's been dropped to 12.72%. Increases for rates, sanitation and refuse have also been adjusted down. However, ERA's chairperson Ish Pralad says they're still too high.
So the residents are borrowing money to pay their high bills at present. Residents are signing AODs at municipal offices just to keep the lights on. And can you imagine what the increase is going to do to them? The added stress of debt, the stress to ensure the residents have sufficient funds to the bill, etc. This is going to impact negatively on the ratepayer and the resident. And the problem is, I don't think the municipal officials look at all these things.
A non-profit food redistribution organization says South Africa produces more than enough food for all its citizens. Food Forward SA intercepts surplus food from farmers, manufacturers, retailers, and wholesalers. It supplies the food to over 2,000 NPOs, feeding around a million families. It says 10 million tons of food is wasted. The organization's Andy du Plessis says there is a need for better access to surplus food that does not enter the value chain.
South Africa does not have food donations policies. And in the absence of food donations policies, a lot of food donors are not understanding, can they donate? What can they donate? Who can they donate to? The second thing that we need to also do is to make sure consumers at the household level don't buy more food than you need for a few days. So at a household level, about 18% of food loss and waste is taking place there.
And abroad, a teenager who stabbed a member of the public outside a shop in Perth in Western Australia has been shot dead. Police say the 16-year-old was part of a de-radicalisation program. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has confirmed there's no ongoing threat of radicalism in the country. A look at your maximum temperatures. Durban, Richards Bay, Margate, Underberg and Kokstad, 27. Pietermaritzburg, 32. Moy River, 28. Ladysmith, 29. And Newcastle and Ulundi, 30. You've got 2 meter high swells in Durban this afternoon with sunset at 17 minutes past 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.